I'm joined on the line right now with Matt Morgan Brown, who is an activist in Ottawa, and he's with the Ottawa Movement Defense. So we're going to be talking a bit today about some of the recent cases around the defense of the RBC bombing defendants and other things that are happening in Ottawa. So first, welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks, Aaron.
So to begin, of course, big news recently is that Roger Clément was sentenced to 3.5 years of prison time for his role in the RBC firebombing that happened last May. Can you just give us an update on Roger's case right now?
On December 7th, Roger pled guilty to one count of arson and one count of mischief over $5,000 for two separate actions, both against the Royal Bank of Canada. Like you said, he was sentenced to 3.5 years. He was in Edina's detention center here in Ottawa, and he's been transferred to Millhaven Penitentiary to be classified. Which means that he'll then be transferred to another prison, probably in Kingston, from what we understand, and probably a medium or hopefully a minimum security prison. Right now, though, he's in Millhaven, and people can write him there.
Okay. There was also just some recent news that came out of Millhaven about some prisoner resistance and repression that happened from the guards. Would you be able to talk a little bit about that?
Just a little tiny bit that I know. I read maybe the same article that you did. Roger said that in the section that he's in, it's been pretty quiet. I mean, he said that he could smell tear gas, and that there was at least one of the guys who was involved in the resistance, one of the inmates, was pretty severely beaten by the guards. That's what he'd heard. But yeah,
Okay.
nothing more than that.
And at this point, Roger's doing all right.
Yeah, he's got a job, so he's got something to do at this time, and he's got a window, which is a step up from Innes, and because it sounds like he's doing okay.
Of course, the second of the third defendants, Claude, can you give us an update on him?
Yeah, for people that don't know, Claude was arrested. We were all arrested at the same time on June 18th, and Roger and I both had arson charges put against us. Claude never did. He had some other charges. I forget exactly what they were. But two of the three charges that they brought against him were stayed in late November, early December. And his other, he's got a charge from Anzac demonstration in the summer of 2009, and another charge relating to the search of his house or something like this. And those will be dealt with in January, as far as I understand.
And then finally, for you yourself, where's your case at right now?
My charges were stayed in late, I guess they were stayed on December 6th for lack of evidence. The Crown said that they didn't have enough evidence to proceed with my charges, but they were reserving the right, or that's why they stayed the charges. They were reserving the right to go ahead with the charges within a year if any new evidence came to light. So I don't have any conditions. I don't have they haven't my charges haven't been withdrawn, but I'm free for now.
I wanted to situate what was happening with the Ottawa Movement Defense in a larger context. Just to look back a bit, of course, the RBC firebombing happened last May, and there was a communique that circulated linking it to not only the Alberta tar sands, but also to the G20, which was happening in Toronto. And then the three of you were arrested just prior to the G20 summit and the G20 demonstrations. And given the massive police crackdown that happened in Toronto, and given the charges that the three of you were facing. What would your message be, or what would your advice be for activists out there who are engaged around these issues, engaged in resistance against the G20, but who are at the same time seeing this massive repression that activists are facing? What would your message be to people?
I guess, you know, simple things that maybe sound a little, maybe not that impressive, but, you know, be careful. Think long and hard about what you're doing and what the possible consequences are for yourself and for everyone else. We saw a good friend and a comrade get 3.5 years of his life taken away. Well, hopefully they'll get parole and get it earlier. I think also it's important to not get scared. They're clearly trying to scare people, and it's important to push through. I don't want to like say like do shit that's going to make you feel that scares the crap out of you, but being willing to go outside of your comfort zone. And if we're trying to build a movement that can really change things in a fundamental way, it's going to require people to do a whole bunch of different things, which the state is going to try and get them for. So I guess be careful, stay safe, trust. Don't stop trusting other people. I think the state really wants to break down people's ability to trust one another, and don't stop.
And finally, the Ottawa Movement Defense is, of course, engaged in fundraising around the defendants in Ottawa. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we still have quite a few expenses to do with Rogers Legal Defense and also with Claude's Legal Defense. And also supporting Claude while he's in prison is going to cost money. People going down to visit him, putting canteen money in, a whole series of other things. So we're definitely encouraging people to donate to Ottawa Movement Defense. And we'd also, Roger really likes to get letters, so I just wanted to get out there that if you've got his address somewhere, to write him a letter. He really appreciates it. It's a good part of his day. Yeah, there's going to be a fundraiser in Montreal at some point. I was told the 4th or 5th of February, but I don't know. Just keep your ear to the ground. Hopefully, all the information should be available soon.
Great. And if people want to get more information about Ottawa Movement Defense or make a donation, where can they do that?
There's a Facebook group, but the easiest way is probably to email us at OttawaMovementDefense, @gmail.com, and you can ask us for the information. We can send it to you. There's probably like on the Toronto ABC page. Well, some of the information is a little bit dated, so the best thing to do is probably to email Ottawa Movement Defense.
Again, we've been speaking with Matt Morgan Brown, who is an activist in Ottawa. He was one of the defendants in the RBC firebombing trial and is active with Ottawa Movement Defense. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight.
Thank you, Aaron.